Hello and welcome to PMU Unfiltered. If you're not sure what you're listening to, this is a permanent makeup podcast. Yeah, that's right. We're out here tattooing people's faces. So if you're new to the industry, if you're a veteran to the industry, come with me on my journey through permanent makeup because we're keeping it real, we're keeping it raw, and most of all, we're keeping this PMU unfiltered. Hello and welcome back to PMU Unfiltered. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about how to handle a no-show. Hey guys, what's up? It's your girl Marlo, host of PMU Unfiltered. I'm just going to go through the whole, you know, spiel before we get started. So if I have any new listeners out there, you know who you're listening to. Hi, I'm Marlo. I own a small operation here in New York City. I have one employee at the moment, and I'm just kind of coming on here to PMU Unfiltered, my own podcast I created to let you guys in on my journey. And maybe you're ahead of my journey, maybe you're right behind me, maybe you're just starting, but yeah, there's really no magic pill to this whole operation. There is no perfect blueprint for becoming successful, but I will tell you along the way my virtues, my vices, the easy parts, the hard parts, and yeah, I'm just here to be transparent with you guys, and that's definitely like in my nature being a New Yorker. We keep it real up in here. So yeah, I'm really pumped to tell you guys about this because I'm really fiery about it right now too, because I literally am recording this because I had a no-show. So I have a lot of energy and have a lot of passion towards this moment right now, and that's why we're diving into this. So how can we handle a no-show so it's not a total bummer to your ego, financially, your time, and I'm feeling it right now. I'm not feeling so hot. So again, like I said, I'm really open about my lows as well. And there's so many people out there that are just like posting. And I know it all looks like fun and pink and pretty and, you know, Gucci, Chanel and all that stuff, but it's not really like that. I mean, not for me at least right now. Maybe that's the New Yorker in me. I'm like kind of a real gritty person. I'm like, how do I say? I'm like a DIY till I die kind of person. Like before I delegate anything, I really try it out myself. I'll learn off those YouTube videos to how to post to Instagram, how to market for myself, how to build marketing off of like Facebook and stuff like from YouTube videos. And then right when I'm about to bust, I do seek that alternate education. So really max yourself out, guys. Push yourself to the limits before you start diving into you know, thinking that someone else has the magic formula. If you put what you have to the test, you will be surprised that it is in you to figure it out. And it takes time and hard work. And you guys, you got this, you know, DIY till I die and right about to bust. And then I'll seek that masterclass. And then I'll seek that one-on-one coaching call. And then I will seek that guy to do the marketing Instagram for me and whatnot. So if there's someone out there that you think really has their shit together and they have it made, emulate them. You know, don't copy things. Don't steal people's work. Don't steal people's, you know, vibes and stuff. You know, turn it, spin it, make it your own, and you'll be proud of it. You will. You'll be proud of all the hard work that you put in yourself, just like me. You know, think it was easy learning Canva? No, it was not easy learning Canva, but I did it. I got through it, and it was hard. It was hard work, and you guys can put the hard work in too. You don't need to hire someone if you're just a sole operator. You guys, it takes time. I don't know what else to tell you. There's really no magic in the formula. It's time, energy, and you can do it. I swear. So handling the no-show. Oh my God. Let's get to the meat and potatoes of this programming that you have tuned into today. Handling the no-show. How do you prep to handle a no-show? So the first initial aspect is you need to be collecting deposit from your clients. What is your deposit? Okay, so my service is here, again, fully transparent at this moment. Everything that you're listening to is in real time. So maybe this number is going to change. Maybe my experiences are going to change over time. But right now, in this moment, I have one bed in my studio. I don't work 2 days a week. I don't work Sunday and Mondays. And I have another artist that comes in under Marlo Cosmetic Tattoo that comes in and works here on Sundays and Mondays. Those are her days. So I can recharge, spend time with my family, and be my best self for my clients. So that's all great, but I still need to take deposit for my business to operate, because it really hurts to show up here and not have that commitment from someone. So when that financial commitment is there, the person will take the preparation seriously. No alcohol, no caffeine. I don't know if you guys know this or not. This is something I found out the hard way, but antihistamines also causes a lot of bleeding as well and blood thinning. So I do advise my clients, especially in high allergy seasons, no antihistamines, maybe 48 hours before their service. So there's just like prep, and that prep is taken a little bit more seriously when there is money on the line. So right now my services are $650 for eyebrows, microblading and shading, hair stroke and shade, powder brow and front fluff, ombre brow, whatever you want to call it. My eyebrows here are $650 roughly. So I request a $150 deposit from my clients. I know the services vary all across the US, no matter where you're listening from. And if you're from maybe, I don't know, like deep in the middle of the country where you're not charging that much money for your services, or maybe you're a little bit more new and you need a little, you know, a little bit of room to, you need a little room to fail. Please use latex, but you still need a little room in your confidence. So you're charging a little bit less right now. You still need a deposit. Whether it's $25 comparatively to your service, or it's $150, even if your services are $300 and you still want that half percentage there, that's fine. It's your business. No one else needs to tell you how to run your business. So currently, right now, I request a $150 deposit. And that person, because of the booking system that I use Acuity, and that's paired with my Square financial aspect of it. So Acuity is linked in with Square. So I have a little Square chip reader here that's linked into my Acuity system that I use for client booking. And that doesn't let the person book unless they input their credit card information and it's $150. So it really is what your policies that you want to put in place that you can stand behind, and also how much is too much to be asking for when it comes to how much your service is versus deposit. So I feel like mine is very fair at $150. Some people ask for half, you know, whatever works for you. It has to work for you. You have to emotionally stand behind it as a business owner. So you just have to be proud of the things that you're talking about in your business. And that's boundaries, as well as maybe your business name. I was another business name at another point in time, and it was hard to get behind something else. So that's why I now go by Marlo Cosmetic Tattoo, because I believe in myself and I believe in my name. And I also believe in my deposit. So when you have that deposit there and in place, the system stores a card. Now your policy needs to be spread across your website and your booking information. So when that client goes to book, they are confronted with multiple sections of, I agree that my $150 deposit will be forfeited if I no show. It is built into my questionnaire upon booking. I think it's a great place to have it on your website and potentially put like a little checkbox somewhere upon your booking services, like type thing. Make sure that it is spread widely across so that client knows what they're getting into. And there is, you know, a responsibility on both people's part. There's a responsibility on you running a business and doing good work and providing good work for people. And there's a responsibility on the client part for providing a understanding that you are a serious business person and their money and their time is just as valuable to them as it is to you. And you will show up there 100% for them because they deposited, and they will show up 100% for you. Now, that is the prep for preparing for that no-show is having that deposit in place and having policy in place and visible. Now, you don't need those crazy looking DMs with X marks and stop signs. That no negativity. You don't want to approach that deposit with negativity. It's just business. Look, guys, it's not personal setting up boundaries. It is just business. And I know that's like a super old cliche saying, but it's true. I worked in advertising for 10 years and I saw time and time again how many of my people that managed me, people that I managed, that you have to become, you know, you have to become a little hardened. You don't have to be a hard bitch, but like you have to in some point become, you got to own your shit, you know, and it's not personal. It's just business. And being professional will always get you higher up in the outcome. So being professional and positive and firm about your boundaries. Now, I want to talk to you guys a little bit about validating that charge in you as a business owner. I know it's hard to separate the emotional side of things. And I see that. I see that on the forums, guys. I see that you're screenshotting these client messages and you take them so personally. And look, I'm there too. I'm right there with you. And then I take a deep breath and luckily enough, my fiance, he is a self-made person too. He is an entrepreneur and he reminds me time and time again that, Marlo, it's not personal. You're taking this so personally. And I really appreciate and respect his opinion. And it gives me a moment to step away from those really charged text messages that we get as business owners, especially in a woman-focused business. There is a lot of emotion along the line, especially it being our faces. The healing phase is, I mean, honestly, a little traumatizing and hard for a lot of people to grapple with. So we have to remember that it is emotional and it's important for us to kind of take our emotions out of things. So when we're really clear about our policy and the client has also been informed of the policy, you can validate emotionally charging that no-show fee. Now, how can you validate that to yourself to feel not like bad, you know, like I'm like, oh, I feel bad charging this. And it's like, you know what? It was there. You know, yeah, that person has to be responsible for their own actions of no showing. So here's my personal way of I'm validating that. I take my job very seriously. Yes, I am lucky enough to provide a service that I am genuinely passionate about. I love what I do, but there's a lot that goes into what I do. I show up to work physically. I show up to work physically, not only the day of, but the night before. I don't have alcohol the night before my clients. I have a good rest sleep. I don't watch shows and stay up and watch TV and scroll Instagram till 12:30 at night. I am physically prepared for my client on a multitude of levels, as well as I also have all my materials in stock. I have my materials open, ready for them. My machine is set up. Everything is covered. The sanitation process I've gone through to get my client here, I've used those materials. Then it has also taken time, my physical time, to be here for that client. And you too. Maybe you drive 30 minutes to work. Maybe you drive an hour and a half into a city that allows you to succeed as an artist. That is your time as well. And it also took time away from other people wanting to book that time. You don't know who else looked at your calendar with the intentions of booking that Wednesday 11 a.m. slot and looked somewhere else. You don't know. So maybe that took time away from other people. And you know what else? It also took time away from, look, this business does not sleep. You know what I mean? So maybe it took time away from you performing administrative tasks. Maybe it took time away from that one moment you had to get to the gym this week. You know, you don't need to tell me. You know how valuable you are, your time is, and other people's time is. And it's very disrespectful when someone no shows. And that's really the bottom line. So to give you that validation. If that was that one moment that you had to go grocery shopping, look, that may not seem as though it has anything to do with your business, but guess what? It did. So that is your validation there. I am telling you right now that you are allowed to charge a no-show fee and keep that deposit deducted and make it non-transferable to that client. Now, moving on. I don't know if this is suitable for you or not, but let me tell you right now, in me personally, my practice, I don't like the energy that the no-show brings to the table. I think it's disrespectful for the multitude of reasons I just listed. Now, that person is no longer my client, and I do personally have the luxury of letting that opportunity go. But also, guys, you have to think about that. You had someone come in with the disrespect of the no-show, then you let that $150 charge go, or whatever your deposit fee was, is now collected. Me in my studio, I'll tell you from my experiences here, is non-refundable, but reschedulable. That's my rescheduling policy. But if you no-show me, I already have the $150, boom, done, see ya, sayonara, that's mine, and you're no longer a client. Or if someone really, I mean, honestly, I'm a little flexible sometimes. If someone's really begging and I feel that genuine, intuitive, like, oops, I fucked up, you know, like my life has been in absolute turmoil. I fucked up. I'm so sorry. Keep the $150 deposit. I would like to reschedule. You know, when someone comes at me like that, all right, fine. I'm a little weak in the knees. That's fine. I can be flexible in that way. I'm not fully booked up for an extended period of time right now. So maybe I could work that in. But personally, not a fan of still servicing the no-shows because there's animosity there. I have animosity for my time wasted, and they have animosity because they lost the $150 on top of the $650 they're going to pay again. You know what I mean? So, you know, I really recommend that if you have the flexibility and the little ounce of luxury, or hey, hell, fuck it. Even if you have that dignity that you stand behind, you don't need that physicality of saying, I'm done with this no-show. That's fine. If you're done with the no-show, that's how you feel. It's over. And there is a respectful way of communicating those things with everyone. So just in this moment, I messaged the girl, hi, so-and-so. Unfortunately, you've exceeded my 20-minute late policy, and this is considered a no-show. My policy states that the deposit of $150 is now going to be deducted and non-refundable. Unfortunately, you are no longer deemed applicable as a client here at Marlo Cosmetic Tattoo. Good luck on your future endeavors for getting your eyebrows done. Done. Boom, done. Not I was here, I was that. Nope, very professional. I used the umbrella of my business to handle this, not me. I did not take that personally. You know, I did a little bit, you know, I'm here, but you don't pose it in that type of way because that leaves room for arguing with a person instead of a business. And that's just that. That is the way you handle the no-shows. So just to reiterate, guys, one more time, I really highly recommend getting a deposit and taking the deposit. I really recommend putting the policy on certain checkpoints within your website and bookings and validating that charge of being clear about your no-show policy to the client is you're validated. You are validated by that no-show. I understand you don't have to keep posting all over the forums about what you should do. You know what you should do. It's whatever you feel is right and correct. And, you know, it's not personal. It's just business. You were clear and informative upon booking. And essentially, it is that person's responsibility for not having communicated sooner and showing up on something that they scheduled. So, guys, you got this. Don't worry. The money will come. Just do good work. Practice and take the time to make a TikTok or something when they're no-showed. Do what you got to do. There's time not completely wasted. Make use of your time. Don't just sit and scroll Instagram. Just, you know, grab life by the bullhorns and go for it. Run and go make a few errands that are good for business or something. If you need some supplies, go run out and get them. You know, don't waste your time being angry. And, you know, there's no room for that. Just handle it. Even if you're not a non-confrontational person, when you're a business owner, you find something in your underbelly that just allows you to kind of step outside yourself and be a business owner. So you don't, I know this sounds like kind of crazy, but you don't need to be the same person you are according to your friends and family as you are in your business. Like, you know, I am the same person. I say that a lot, but also, like, there are times, like, I'm a little awkward when it comes to finances, when it comes to my friends. Like, I'm not so, like, forthcoming about, like, hey, you owe me $25. I'm not like that so much in my personal life. But in my business, those are boundaries that I maintain in my business. So, guys, Godspeed. You got this. If you have any questions or you just need to commiserate, feel free to hit me up on DM. It's all good. We're all here for each other. Spreading the good word. Keep it positive. Keep it professional. You got this. And don't let that no-show get you down. It's not worth it because, hey, at the end of the day, they chose you as an artist. And that means they really shopped around for someone that they trusted. And they missed out on an opportunity with you. And now they have to go elsewhere. And you know what? When they go and they get their brows done elsewhere, they're not going to be so satisfied because they wanted you. You are the special sauce. Practice on the latex. Do it till you can't even, you're dreaming about eyebrows or lips or whatever it is that you're passionate about in permanent makeup. And just keep practicing and, you know, you'll always get ahead with the good work. All right, guys, that's what I have for you for PMU Unfiltered. It's your girl, Marlo. And yeah, just don't forget to stay in touch and feel free to follow me on my business account. And you can check out my work. You put a name to the face. And that's Marlo Cosmetic Tattoo. It's like one run-on situation, no underscores, nothing. And I'll catch you guys on the flip side. Bye.